Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Welcome to another edition of Monstrous Radio, where you can hear the hottest independent music in the world, and a couple remixes play. So, what we do around here is, we do interviews, play the hottest music, and we sure got the hottest host.
Yeah.
So, let's go ahead and get into it. So go on, kick back, get you a drink, do what you do,
yeah,
and enjoy the show.
Let go.
Hey.
To another edition of Monstrous Radio Live. This is our Monstrous Monday episode, so you know what that means. Obviously, it's a Monday night. We're going to get y'all ready for the week with some hot independent music, some commentary. We got entertainment news, who's bumping who, who's getting fat. Let's see, what else we got throughout the week? We got Miss Unbelievable and her poetry moments. Y'all don't want to miss those. We got moments of inspiration. We got all kinds of things for y'all all throughout the week right here, Monstrous Radio Live, only available on monstrousradio.com. So what's good, Miss Unbelievable? How you feeling tonight?
Hey, y'all. I'm feeling amazing. You know, when you got the right job and you could be off like 3 days in a row and get paid for it, you just be like, hey, I'm rubbing it all in.
And then
you get ready to go on vacation on Friday. Man, it's priceless. I'm telling you, I'm speechless right now.
All right. Okay. So, all right, so we got a hot show for you guys. We know it's cold out there, but we're going to warm it up for y'all right here tonight. I got a little twist back. I got some independent music. I'll try to throw a little something extra on. It's really just a throwback, but not really that far.
Oh,
so we're just going to twist back
throwback.
A little bit.
A twist back.
Yeah.
Okay, I got you. Yeah. I like that.
Yeah, so... So I hope y'all ready. So as y'all know, it's it's cold as a motherfucker out there. That's all I can say. It's cold as a motherfucker out there right now. So I just want to let y'all know. I know y'all been watching the news. Y'all been seeing up here in Minnesota. It is colder outside than it is in your freezer. But I tell you what, that don't stop shit up here. It could be 50 below.
Nope.
It don't matter. We don't shut
it
down.
It don't matter. We don't.
No. Hell no.
Okay.
We
what
real
we do?
Players up here. We still in this bitch.
What?
Yeah.
Are we still in it? Hey, let's get it. Monstrous Radio.
Minneapolis, Minnesota.
Vortex, pull up. Hit us up. 424-243-9649 and take them pickies out your glove.
Pull up in that automatic cook up. Be rich, pull up in that rooster till we wake the fucking hood up. Got all these pounds of ganja, I work out, I'm doing cushions. Bobby Banders in the building, pop that pussy, throw a foot up in the air. One time for a nigga like me with a squad like this, where the team so strong and the flow so cold, ain't nothing but some bad pitches in my clique. What's up, Eastside?
What's up, Eastside?
We in it big.
We in it big.
They think they seeing
me,
but they ain't seen shit.
Man, they ain't seen shit.
Girls on the pole yelling, make me rich.
Yeah.
Girls on my shows wanna take my pick. Yeah, we can do this here all night. Can't tell me nothing, can't tell me shit.
No.
All in my zone, all on my own.
Yeah.
Open that pack,
yeah.
Rolling that strong, and we still up in this bitch. Won't turn down, won't go home. Yeah.
I'm in my zone, I'm feeling it. Stop blowing my buzz, quit killing it. So buy another round. They tried to shut us down about an hour ago, but we still in this bitch. We still in this bitch. We still in this bitch. Yeah, turn the shit up loud and buy another round. They tried to shut us down.
blowing circles in the air. Heard that purple, I'm a boss and you a worker. Listen here, boy, don't make me hurt you. You want trouble, I got plenty. How you want it? Full of semen. I'm so rich, so all that fuckboy shit you kick it don't offend me. Don't get killed off in it, bitch. I spend meals all on this shit. Boy, it been 11 years of this shit. Look at me now, stealing it, bitch. Yeah, I stand tall, no can fall. You pussy ass nigga can't touch G. See me, don't speak, ain't nothing G. I'm in my zone, nigga, don't fuck with me. Aye.
I'm in my zone, I'm feeling it. Stop blowing my buzz, quit killing it. So buy another round. They try to shut us down about an hour ago, but we still in this bitch.
And all my niggas, all these bad bitches, all this free liquor, surrounded by so many women. One of these hoes might be your wife. She looking for a nigga that's ballin', so tonight might be her night. You know me, I say stunt, low key, I threw tuition at Onyx. Flip money fast like Sonic Rich, nigga, I speak Ebonics. Got a new car, I pay cash, got a new crib with a weed lab. Chris Bills, I need that. Fuck your team with a free set. 100 deep in VIP, niggas always hate. I came in with a bunch of goons and I'm leaving out with this lady. I got your boo in my boo, got a sheep about to swallow my baby. My system loud, my weed loud, no hair clippers, I'm faded.
Trippy!
I'm in my zone, I'm feeling it. Stop blowing my buzz, quit killing it. So buy another round. They tried to shut us down about an hour ago, but we still in this bitch.
Yeah. Just so you know, the snow emergency route has been issued for Minneapolis. I'm not sure about St. Paul. I'm pretty sure it is too. But in Minneapolis, the snow emergency has been issued, just so you know. So, all right. So, let's go ahead and jump over here into the weather report. So, what we got going on in the monster spots? It's unbelievable. Is it beautiful or is it just fucking cold?
I'm going to say, let me check the other ones. I'm going to go with last for us because it's cold here. But, London night skies is 28, so that's a little chill. Paris is 33. That's a little chill.
Cuddle weather.
Okay, Atlanta's at 50. Okay. Phoenix is at 66. Okay. San Juan is at 75. Ooh, New York is at 25. Dallas is at 35. So cold. Los Angeles is 66. Kansas City is at 9. And our cold behind is 3 degrees, but it feels like negative 19. Negative 19.
Right. Mm-hmm. So like I said, it's just cold as fuck everywhere. Because even though it's in the 60s, in L.A., that's cold for L.A. It is. So it's just cold as hell everywhere. They probably out there in pockets of moon boots. It is.
I know.
I'm just saying. What? What you got?
Can I just say something, though? I don't want people to feel bad for us. But, y'all, it's our high tomorrow is -7. And the high, that's in the morning. And the highest is -28. We ain't even going to get in positive numbers tomorrow. No positives. Wednesday, we even more negative. It's -13. And then it's -28. I mean, we ain't getting out the negatives, y'all. Pray for us because we negative over here. We negative.
Right.
We negative.
And look, some people out there be like, what the hell is a wind chill? Some people, they ain't asking like Elon. I see it say wind chill, it say negative this, but it say wind chill or that. Be like, what does that mean? What does that mean? That means when you go outside, you be like, is this 5 below 0? Hell no, this shit feel like 50 below. That's what wind chill is, motherfucker. That's what it is. It might say is what the temperature, but now it feel like something totally different. You think that's what that shit is when y'all say it be, yeah, Yeah. So it might be. Yeah.
DJ.
Yeah.
The windshield is the wind knocking the fuck out you. Talk about shut up, bitch. That's the windshield. Knocking the fuck out you. Talk about shut up, bitch. That is the windshield.
Right.
Okay? How's that?
Like, where your coat?
Serious.
No. Where your mittens at? No. Where your headphones?
Exactly.
But I. But I.
Don't try to be cute. You're going to be froze.
Shit, ain't no cute no weather like this. Hell
cute,
no.
What?
Everybody look like a Yeti. Everybody look like a Yeti. So, all right, we're going to take a breather, and we're going to come back, and we're going to tell y'all who we're going to clown tonight and our Who's Fucking Who, Who's Getting Fat, also known as the Entertainment News and Lifestyle. DJ E Monster and Miss Unbelievable. This right here is some new music.
Hey.
A Boogie with the Hoodie. It's called Look Back. This is one of my favorite young artists right now. I don't know why I'm digging this dude, though. He hot. I'm digging this dude. A Boogie with the Hoodie. Look back at it. And make sure you share our links and let people know, hey, they're getting it in on Monstrous Radio. And let A Boogie with the Hoodie know we heard you live on Monstrous Radio, online with a raw Monstrous Monday.
Look back at it. She ain't never do this before, but she good at it. Since she never made love, but she good at it. She make a nigga feel good when I look at it. I get goosebumps when I look at it. Oh, girl, just wanna have fun with it. All these girls just wanna have fun with me. These girls ain't really no good for me. Yeah. Da 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 da. Yeah, got a new biz that I ain't promoting. Yeah, all of my friends love money doing. Da 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 da. Let me tell you something about my life and every single change. My diamond ring, the way you walking, the way you talking, it's all because of me, the way I'm all on you, girl, you know it's true, the way I speak is my melody, don't you ever think it's another me, girl, on everything, it's a lot on me, I cannot be taking apologies, yeah, they pout on me, cause that bag on me, yeah, they after me, I got racks on me, got the stash on me, they gassing me, yeah, hoodie on low, but I stay focused, yeah, it's hard to stay low and everybody know this, yeah, look back at it, she ain't never do this before, but she good at it, since she never made love, but she good at it, she make a nigga feel good when I look at it, I get goosebumps when I look at it, oh, girl, just wanna have fun with it. All the girls just wanna have fun with me. These girls ain't really no good for me. Yeah. Da 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 da. Yeah, got a new biz that I ain't promoting. Yeah, all of my friends love money doing. Da 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 da. Can I come by, I get a different type of fly. Hit a lick and split it with my guys. Getting rich, I'm really lit, but I ain't shit, I admit it, but I try. If I'm wrong, just tell me that I'm right. Let me tell you something about my life. Look back at it. Since she never made love, but she good at it.
Hey, Boogie with the Hoodie. I'm liking that one. It's unbelievable. I don't know why, but da da da.
You liking that one, huh? Yeah,
I
think you
like
that.
Like
da da. I think you like that. I think you just like the little vibe it gives you. I think that's what that
the
is.
The beat go, though.
About,
the beat is
the beat go. It gives you a melodic, you know, that, that root move your body. Like, hey, hey. Yeah, I can feel that. I can feel that.
Yeah. So I let's see. So what do we got? Who we gonna clown tonight on the Who's Bumping Who, Who's Getting Fat, also known as the Gossip Lifestyle, right here on Monstrous Radio Live, Monstrous Monday.
Okay, so we got the gang. We got Fetty Wap. We got some Jimmy Kimmel. We got some Nelly. Lord, okay, last time I talked about the FBI, they cut my phone off. So we're going to do that last, just in case they want to cut my phone off again. Then we got McDonald's. I'm gonna chance it again, y'all. I'm gonna chance it again. We got some McDonald's news and Kanye West and some art, you know, double art sparkle news, and then the polar vortex. I just wanted y'all to know what that's about. So who you want to start with first? Who?
I get the feeling that two of these are going to be intertwined. I just get this feeling. It might be Game and Kanye, but I don't know. But I do want to start with Game, because I'm really interested in the things that Game does, and I always keep up on what he's got going on. I hope you people out there do too, because, you know, he's one of the alumni around here on Monstrous Radio when it comes to interviews. You know what I mean? You know, his people contact us and gave us a great interview with the Game. So please make sure you guys go back and check out that interview. It's a few years old, but still. Just one thing about that, I wish I would have asked him if him and G-Unit would ever think about getting back together. But I didn't ask him. I'm going to be honest. I didn't ask him. And then it was like 2 weeks later, somebody else asked him, and it went viral. Damn it, I knew I should have asked him. But, you know, when you got guests in your house, you don't want to be on that bullshit. But I should have just took the journalism route. But, okay, but what do we got on the Game? Sorry.
Okay, I'm just going to say the Game. And a new rap. So the Game is very graphic about his sexual history with Kim Kardashian West on a new track. And it even includes an apology to Kanye. So the lyrics are this. Now, y'all know I'm not a rapper, but I'm a hold my own. I held Kim Kardashian by the throat, nigga. I made her swallow my kids until she choked, nigga. The lyrics are going to be, the lyrics, that's just one little part. That's just one little part. I can't, you know, that I can't do no more. The lyrics are a big deal. Because he's really talking about, you know, how sexually he went on, like in a very sexual manner. Now, last year, Nick Cannon was blasted for doing the same thing. Drake was blasted for doing the same thing when it was about Kiki and his feelings. Are you with me? Are you ready? Okay, so Game's lyrics is followed by the word apology says, ye, my folks, nigga, I'm sorry. Come on, dude. Come on. But for the record, Kim did date him in the past. And has banged all three Kardashian sisters. So the Game has no filter. So ladies, be careful fucking with these niggas. Excuse my language. Because eventually you going to be a rap song. I'm just saying.
Boo! Message, pick it up. See, I knew it. Kanye going to hit the roof. That's all I'm going to say. I don't know what else he going to say. Kanye going to hit the roof. That's all I'm going to say. Kanye going to hit the roof. It's going to rally up. This is probably going to rally up some drama. I hope it does it. You know what I mean? But, hey, that's all I can say. If he's saying the truth, I mean, what can you say? It's the entertainment business. You dig? I mean, honestly, let's hold on. Here's one thing. Here's a good question. This is talk radio. Here's a good question. Okay, now, we'll say Kanye is going to get upset about what Game said. He's going to say he's out of place,
right?
So on and so forth. But now, do we look at Kanye the same way? Because he used to say some things about other women before he was with Kim. He said something about Kim. He said things about other women. If you listen to, I don't know if it's his latest album, but within the past one or two albums, he has a song, and I think it is his latest one. He talks about, I'm not going to try to quote him, but his reference is basically, do you got a girl who got sisters you want to bang? I do. Okay, you just came on an album and say you want to bang your wife's sisters. is that, you dig? I mean, you out there saying da-da-da, but have you done it in the past? Did you make any reference to any other women? You know what I mean? Do you get what I'm saying? Like, can you be out here saying don't talk about my wife, but yet you out here saying other things contradictive to protecting maybe somebody else's girl or somebody else's wife or another woman, period?
I just think that they're just nasty, and that's all I'm going to say. They're just nasty.
How you feel? Okay. Just nasty. Okay. Right. Okay.
Anyone else? Who's your next person you want us to clown tonight? Who's your next person?
Well, shit, let's go. No, we're going to wait on Kanye. Go ahead. Here's somebody else. Who we got on the line?
Okay.
Sorry, I'm talking about damn, it's not the choke. So whoever else we got next lined up. Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to do Sparkle. Now, y'all know Sparkle. She was, back in the day, off the R&B. She was with...
Oh, the singer.
That
was
singer,
with R.
Yeah,
R. Kelly
so
at one time.
R. Kelly, yes. And she was on Surviving R. Kelly. She talked mm-hmm, about her niece. Mm-hmm.
Heartbreaking.
The story. Heartbreaking. Yeah. And the story keeps disappearing. Telling you.
Right. Well, just until it pops up a little bit. If you haven't seen the series where they, what was it called? Surviving R. Kelly?
R. Kelly,
basically,
yeah.
What she's saying is, if you know who Sparkle is, you know she's an artist who worked with R. Kelly. They had a really good song that came out, and she talks about in the episode where basically she had a niece who was mm-hmm. an inspiring rapper, an artist coming up, and basically, to make a long story short, without telling the episode, she wished she never ever introduced them to each other. We'll just let it go from there. But all right, did your story come back?
Yes. Okay. And so to go off on that, the song that they had together was Be Careful. And so Sparkle is now slamming Erykah Badu and Taraji P. Henson for their comments. And so everyone, all the ladies kind of been saying their say, you know, some are in support of R. Kelly and some are not. And the ones who are for R. Kelly are kind of getting a backlash. And so Sparkle was just saying, you know, be careful that you're popular. You're one of the women that a lot of ladies look up to, but be careful because you're going to prevent the victims from coming forward. We know about tough love, but in the community, they look at the ladies as, like I said, role models. And if you're comparing them or not to Harvey Weinstein and the number of people, you're not giving the ladies, young ladies or anyone else who's messed with R. Kelly, you know, the voice to come out and say, speak up. So she felt like Erykah and Ms. Henson, their commentaries were disheartening, and she's not okay with what R. Kelly's doing and how he's still getting away with the things that he's doing.
Right. I think I seen something where they were saying Erykah Badu got booed at one of her events because she said something about R. Kelly. Now, I know this sounds bad, but, I mean, in a way, I want to kind of defend them. Not kind of, I guess I'm just going to step out here. I'm going to defend them. Their opinion is their opinion. They're allowed that. You know what I mean? I think, at least from the part that I've seen, what Erykah Badu was saying about R. Kelly, she was saying basically to have compassion for him because he needs help. He does need help. You dig? Let's what he's done is wrong. One of the corrections may be lock his ass up, but even after you lock him up, something has to be done to help him. You dig? And I think that's kind of what she was saying. That's what some people are saying, not everybody. But he does need help. I'm not trying to justify anything that anybody has experienced in any of that. Talking about like saying that what he's done is formidable and whatever, whatever. That's always going to be a topic of discussion. But at the end of the day, he needs help. At the end of the day, the Weinstein dude needs help. At the end of the day, Cosby needs help. Because, well, I'll just leave it at that. People need help. I'm just going to leave it like that.
Absolutely. I agree.
You know what I mean?
I agree that they do need help. But unless they're willing to admit more than just the 42 admit song that he did, but really, truly come heart to heart and admit that there are some things that he did that was wrong. But remember, I keep telling you guys that some of the things that he was doing, by law, it wasn't wrong. By age-wise and all that, it was wrong. By, you know what I'm saying, just human stuff that you wouldn't think that men would do or you wouldn't think that women would do. I'm not just saying. But some of the times, he wasn't wrong. It just, you know what I'm saying? He was he went about all wrong, where he did the praying and coming and looking for the girls and wanting the young ladies and all that. There is something wrong with him on that. And he does need help. Is jail going to help him? Probably not. He's just going to be more even more popular. You see what I'm saying? He's going to have more women that's going to rally behind him. Is psychiatric help with what he needs? Absolutely. Is he still going to probably do the same thing? Probably. Because if he doesn't seem like there's nothing wrong with what he's doing and that he has supporters that does the same thing that he does, like Harvey Weinstein, like, you know, Bill Cosby, like all them, you know, like, what's his name? He played Charlie Sheen. I mean, there's more people who are pedophiles. You see what I'm saying? He's not the only one. But until we stop glorifying him and making it be okay, then we're still going to run into this issue. So they just nasty. I'm just put out there, too. They nasty. They just nasty.
Right.
That's going to be my word tonight. They just nasty.
Right. That's the word of the day. You nasty.
Word of the day. You just nasty.
All right. Okay. Let's see. Probably should take a breather right quick.
Yeah.
I do got some new music for you guys. Matter of fact, here's one. She's an upcoming artist. Let me see if I got her stuff set up here. Oh, nope. She's not ready yet. Matter of fact, but I still got another guy. Yep, she's not ready. Her name is Laquita Lloyd, but her music has not finished loading yet. So we're going to check this guy out right here. He's an upcoming artist. He's new. He goes by the name of EJ, and his song is called Yes, Sir. Like, yes, sir? Yes, sir. You'll get it. Monsters Radio on a Monsters Monday. This is where the underground artists are above ground, and they making quakes, player. Monsters Monday. DJ E-Monster and Mr. Unbelievable.
Yeah, I really got it, and I'm really popping. Your bitch really popping.
Yes, sir.
Boy, these EVS's got it off of Nessin. Heard you niggas stressing.
Yes, sir.
And I ride Da Vinci. Mix it with Balenci. My trap boom like Benny.
Yes, sir.
I buy my bitch Chanel. She break down a bell. Then gon' make a sale.
Yes, sir.
I be on it daily. She know she can't get my time. The only way is pain. I'ma put you in the trunk. You wanna keep on playing. Popo never get behind me. It's gon' be some racing. I might pull up flexing on you in that new AMG. I might skirt, skirt. Why I I take out with your lady. She made me hot and now she gotta blow me like a AC. She put that voodoo on me, damn, I think she came from Haiti. Just got them bowls for the low and they come from North Cali. Break it down, push it out, it's shit like having babies. These niggas tryna bite my style, I hope they ain't got rabies. You gon' pay me, ain't no owing me, been killing lately.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I really got it, and I'm really poppin'. Your bitch really poppin'.
Yes, sir.
GVS's, got it off finessing. Heard you niggas stressing.
Yes, sir.
And I ride Da Vinci, mix it with Balenci. My trap on like Benny.
Yes, sir.
I buy my bitch Chanel, she break down a bell, then gon' make a sale.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I really got it, so it's really cracking. I'm a trending topic, you ain't got no option. You should really stop it. You should fall back, homie, cause I really got this. Take a peek into my pocket, all you see is profit. She tried to put her hands up in my pocket, felt that clock it. Keep your eyes wide open, you might need to watch it. Got her thighs wide open, I'm about to drop in. She got naked on her handstand, pussy popping. She know I can't post no picture with her, gotta crop it. She know I'm a raking ball, get them walls knocked in. Hit her with that knockout, after that she clock out.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I really got it, and I'm really popping. Your bitch really poppin'.
Yes, sir.
Boy, these EVS's, got it off finessing. Heard you niggas stressin'.
Yes, sir.
And I ride Da Vinci, mix it with Balenci. My trap on like Benny.
Yes, sir.
I buy my bitch Chanel, she break down a bell, then gon' make a sale.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
That's EJ right here, Monstrous Radio Live. That's EJAY,
yes,
on a Monstrous Monday. Yeah. So I think the youngin's going to like that one right there. So let's get back to this. Who's fucking who and who's getting fat, also known as entertainment news, gossip lifestyle, to who else we are about to clown tonight?
Okay, so Nelly Nell, Dirty Nelly. Nelly Nell. Okay, so Nelly believes his sexual assault accuser should have to reveal themselves and stop hiding behind their scrutiny. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So Nelly is demanding she come forward. Like, tell who you is, stop being a secret, stop having, you know, this secret identity, and keeping your name from the public. Nelly has filed a court docs in Missouri seeking the courts to make her stand behind her name and stop trying to be anonymous, because this is not the first time that this Jane Doe has claimed that someone has sexually assaulted her. The woman claims that Nelly has sexually assaulted her, the Jane Doe, and he feels like she should be named, that he exposed himself and masturbated in front of her, of forcing his erected penis in her mouth. This is 2017 concert. And remember, I just, and so Nelly was like, listen, I ain't going for this. State your name, because she's also suing Nelly's girlfriend, Chantel Jackson, for defamation of character for blasting her on social media, whoever the Jane Doe is. So how you gonna sue me if I don't know who you are? Like, how does that work? Please tell me.
Right. How do I?
You're a Jane Doe.
Right.
So.
Well,
I'm just gonna say, first of all, in this case, I'm going to keep it 100. How many of y'all thought about this? That's what she mad about. I think she mad because she didn't get the dick. That's what I'm thinking. No, I'm just playing with y'all. I'm just playing. I totally recant that. I rebuke that a part of the discussion. I know it sounds bad. I mean, maybe for the court documents, she might have to put her name out there. But I honestly, I don't think she should have to put her name out there publicly. I know a lot of y'all like, bear with me. That can be very, very dangerous for her and family members. I know it's heinous. I know, but I'm just saying, think about it. If they once they drop that girl's name, she's basically boxed in. Anywhere she goes somewhere and there's a heavy Nelly fan, they're going to go after her. If it comes out that, you know what I mean? If they, you understand what I'm saying. So, I mean, it sounds like BS allegations, but you can't say that because we weren't there, whatever, whatever. I am a Nelly fan. I don't think he did it, but at the same time, I can't comment on, I wasn't there. But like he said, he may not have been there. Shit, it's Jane Doe. All you got to do is say he was there. Figure out a night he was in town. He was there. Jane Doe, I'm just saying. I understand, but I just don't think that the name should be put out publicly. But at the same time, you got... because it's a victim case that's like that. And that's why somebody would be scared to come out because of a backlash, especially if it was somebody, any big major artist. But at the same time, that's a thin line. I mean, how you feel about it? Am I wrong? I could be. Am I?
If y'all know, put the song. It's a thin line between love and hate on the Monster page today. Because it's a thin line. It's a thin line when you're asking the accuser to come out and say, show yourself. It's one thing to have sympathy and be like, you know what, I feel sympathy, I feel empathy for that person. But if they're one of those ones who cries wolf to every superstar that comes in town and you're just, you know, you're that one that you're knowing that this is who you are and this is what you do to get money, then yeah, I think you should sell yourself. I think you shouldn't hide behind people who really need to be a Jane Doe. Because they, like I said, they take away from people who really do need to be Jane Doe's, who really can't, you know, put themselves out there. If you know you can put yourself out there, then put yourself out there and deal with it. Don't hide behind stuff that people really need to hide behind. You know what I'm saying? If you know that you ain't just about that life and you're just trying to get something from someone or get, stop it. But now if you really need to hide behind the shadows to protect yourself, then I say, by all means, do what you need to do for you. But don't make a mockery out of the courts or yourself if this ain't true. So, once again, stop being nasty. I mean, they just nasty. And how you gonna, like I said, how you gonna sue his girlfriend because she called you out, because she was there and it didn't happen? Come on.
Yeah.
It's going down.
Yeah, see? That's a,
A thin line. It's a thin line.
Yeah. It's always going to be, I think, really a sensitive, thin line case, especially when it comes to artists. Because at the end of the day, both of y'all wrong for being in that situation. The artist, because they know, come on now, you're an artist. You don't want to be in situations like that because shit like this happens. Some ladies are going to say, oh, it influenced me because you was a star. It can come out all kinds of reasons. But at the same time, it's hard for them to call wolf because what was you doing there? Let's keep it 100. This ain't motherfucking Bismarcky we talking about, and that ain't got nothing to do with nothing. But y'all understand what I'm saying. That's an attractive dude. What was you doing there? Did somebody hold you down while he was jacking up? Why didn't you leave then? What was you doing there?
I mean,
what are you doing?
Yeah.
But I hear you, though. But just because they say they went backstage to meet him, don't mean that they went back there to have sex, though, too. So.
But okay, let's be honest. Have you ever been backstage at a concert? Have you ever been backstage to do the meet and greet?
Yes. I've stolen many events. I've been at major events, all kinds of things. Yes.
How protected is the meet and greet, though?
Yes, because it's a greet and meet is a business. You dig? You pay your little extra money, whatever, whatever. You come in. The meet is, hi, how you doing? I like your music, blah, blah, blah. Greet, take a picture. Bing. You're out of there. You dig? You don't get to hang out with him for 30, 40 minutes. You know what I mean? You know?
Mm-hmm.
Greet meets are quick. They're in and out, da-da-da, da-da-da. Now, one thing that does happen at greet meets, I'll be honest, sometimes artists, they see somebody they like. They'll be like, hey, to the side. Somebody come up to her, hey, such and such would like to meet you later on or in a couple minutes or behind stage or da-da-da, da-da-da. Now, if you don't want to be in those situations, red flag, do not go. You did your greet meet, do it in front of everybody, do not go. I'm just saying, because usually it's a sexual intention. No matter what they say, you have your career bug. That's why he pulls your ass to the side. He didn't hear your music. He didn't see your fashion glamour shots.
Mm-hmm.
He seen that ass. That's what. So, you, red flag. Somebody pull you to the side, such such to want to meet you. Meet me right here, then, in front of everybody. I'm just saying, don't put yourself in those situations. That's all I'm saying.
Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah.
So there was one I was going to read about Kimmel, Jimmy Kimmel home being raided after threats, but they took it off TMZ. So, but I've actually watched some of it. So they're trying to say, I don't know. Yes, TMZ. Okay, so Jimmy Kimmel had a house in California, and he has a home there, and he has a home somewhere else. Someone called the police and said that they killed somebody and they're about to kill themselves, and you got to come get me out my house. So the police, considered it as a true threat, went to the house, surrounded the house. Jimmy Kimmel's friend was in there, and he's like a famous chef. And so they ran his place. That's who came up. And then they called the girlfriend or his estranged wife, and they was like, you will know if that's him if he says some crazy cold word. And then so it was a standoff for about 7-8 hours. He woke up, turned his phone on. He said his phone was off, turned his phone on. They arrested him on spot, stating that, you know, there was a standoff, that he didn't answer the door. He came out in his underwear. They were like, I don't know what you're talking about, man. So Jimmy Kimmel took him out. And then they called it a name, and I can't remember the name that the people call in and prank call. There's a name for it. And so they said that's what it is. It's like Skype or Skip or it's some weird name. And so that's what they're saying that this is. They're saying, the police are saying it's not. And so I was really surprised to know that they took that off of TMZ. So it must be still developing. So Jimmy Kimmel's friend, yeah, they trying to say he needs some help. So interesting. Moving on. I know that was long. Moving on. Fetty Wap's daughter undergoes emergency brain surgery. So Alexa Sky, the one who was messing with the Kardashian's brother Rob, her daughter has brain on her has to repair a malfunctioning implant in her brain that helps drain blood and fluids, because she was born prematurely and has had several issues. So be in prayer for Fetty Wap's daughter. I just can't see anybody who will sleep with Fetty Wap. I just, oof.
Be nice.
I mean, that's just.
Be nice.
Oof.
They worried about their child.
Okay, sorry. Oof. Lord Jesus, that man is just ugly. It got to be the money. Because he can't even see you out one eye. Like, he can't even see you. Like, I can only see out one eye. Like, it's just, he's just so unattractive. I don't understand. Just like the little cricket. Like, I don't understand how they can mess with these rappers. Like, How can you have children, like several children, and you look like animals or like a... Oh, forgive me. Okay, that was... Like gremlins and just how? And then you get thrown around, you know, and then how? Ooh, Jesus, I just... I just don't understand.
Okay.
Money must be all good. I mean, the money must be the... Money must really get people far. Like, how can money just, like, talk so much? I don't understand. I mean, how can you roll over into that and be like, yes, baby, yes. No, you can't even see me, my nigga. You can't even... Okay, okay. Let me read the next story. My bad. Just saying. I can't even be nasty with him. That's like nasty. What? No, no. Skip your nasty. Just bypass nasty.
Focus on that topic.
Cause he just. Ooh. Okay. So. All right. McDonald's. You know, there's so much stuff going down at McDonald's, y'all. Y'all better make orders somewhere else. But a McDonald's customer shoots at a couple after confrontation over an incorrect order. Okay, so you fast food workers, let me tell you, they are killing you now. So I don't understand why you can't get a Big Mac, quarter pounder with cheese, two large fries, and a Coke. Right, light onions, light sauce, or whatever. But a minute in Gainesville, Georgia, a man pulls a gun on a couple outside the food chain after they repeatedly got his order wrong. So he watched to see who got his order wrong. And then that morning, he came in, he ordered a bagel with cheese and sauce in the drive-thru. However, there was no sauce. Come on now. Now the sauce sets it off. So the guy went into the store, like, hey, you got my stuff wrong, put my sauce in there. And they looked at him like, what sauce? I don't know what you're talking about, what sauce? So now they're having a verbal confrontation, and he gets his money back. That's not good enough. The fight starts. They going back and forth. He punches the man. They go outside. They pull him out the cops. Boop, boop. My gun is in my bag. I'm going to get it to blow a hole in the bloop, 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 bloop. The shooter flees. He shoots the gun at the ground, on the ground. Like, why? Oof. Okay. He fled. Now, he going to jail. No one was injured. He going to jail because he want to loot the round of ammunition to hit the ground. Okay, my daddy, my granddaddy said, if you're going to pull it, you better shoot it. If not, keep it in your pants. Okay? But over some sauce, that sauce better be hot. That sauce, that, man, that's better be the best sauce because you're going to jail, my brother. Best sauce in the world is now you going to jail for some sauce.
Right.
Sauce,
well,
sauce.
I've eaten at McDonald's before. It ain't nothing worth fighting over either way it go. I'm just saying. Now, as you was telling the story, I was about to say, see, this is why I'm going to move to London. This is why I'm going to... McDonald's, motherfucker fighting over bagels and shit? Come on, dog. Y'all fighting over bagels? You punching motherfucker over a bagel? Come on, pimping. But then when you say he shot at the ground, oh, his punk ass was just ordering a bagel. That's why he shot at the ground, old punk ass. Now, if he was ordering an Egg McMuffin, he probably would have shot somebody at least in the knee or something like that. You know what I mean? A pistol with somebody if he would got a pancake meal. You dig? But he's a little punk ass. Bagel. He ain't hard. You ain't hard.
You at McDonald's.
Right.
First
I
of
know
all,
you
let's
hard
get
when
that
you brought
straight.
Your pistol. Look, you know you ain't hard when you bring your pistol into McDonald's. You punk ass motherfucker. If you don't get your Mick ass up out of here. You dig? A punk Mick punk ass up out of here. Coming into McDonald's with a gun. What the hell wrong with your ass? This ain't no safari.
McDonald's. This man came
Come
to McDonald's,
on.
Wanna be bada bada in McDonald's.
What a pistol.
Shooting at the ground.
Really?
Wasting ammunition. Just waste it. I mean, just waste it. I mean, why?
See,
I mean,
how do you get
why?
Home and explain the dude on the fries whooped your ass and you let one off? I mean, you better not tell that story when you get to jail. Get it? Go out, the
mm-mm.
dude on the fries was whooping me, so I had to let him know what's up. Over a bagel? Then they're gonna give you a. They're
gonna
put cream cheese in his bagel.
He gonna become the sauce he wanted.
Right. What else we got? I'm about to choke out. That's a message. Change the subject.
Okay, so if my phone hangs up, y'all, I'm gonna call
Ooh.
Right back.
Mm-hmm. Remember, she's
y'all know last
right
time what happened.
Mm-hmm. I'm just
saying. On, they was like,
just recognize which number. I would do it if I was you. I'm just saying, I wouldn't do it. Just so they hear it right now, I was against it. Just so they hear it.
Oh, so you
go ahead.
Really, you really throwing me up underneath the bus like that? Okay, partner.
I didn't know you wanted to
get
the bus. I didn't.
All right.
I got off the bus.
You got off the bus?
I got off the bus. So they're trying to throw a whole new system.
Okay, so the FBI investigating R. Kelly for arranging cross-country flight with underage girls. So you guys know that that one girl, Azriel Clary, in 2015, he flew her across state lines, and she was 15. And the FBI is like, nah, boo-boo, you can't fly no young people without having an assistant. Now, remember, the assistant was supposed to be there. She wasn't there. She was 15 at the time, and now she's 17. And so the big deal is you're not supposed to do that. The Chicago native believes there's no crime committed. In a note, they're trying to get this note that Clary's mother granted permission for her to travel. The note was, they were saying that it was only for another time, but not that time, after they felt like their daughter was being kidnapped. So it is like, I got my evidence, you got your evidence. FBI is like, I'm about to eat it up. And that's all I'm about to say. Otherwise, I may not be here to finish the show. So that's enough about the FBI.
Right. Well, yeah, I think they're trying to get whatever they can. I don't think that charge is really going to hurt them too hard. Now, if they say that he had some type of contact with her in any sexual way by having her travel, now then they're going to have something to really slap, to really, really stab him with. But I think just saying that he sent her without actual permission, especially if he had permission before, the lawyers are going to tear that apart. And it's just going to end up being a slap on the wrist for that. So, but like I said, they're running everything on Kells right now. You know what I mean? Like I said before, I seen a video where he's talking about he did da-da-da-da and he finessed us. He finessed us. That's what he says. No, you just finessed your ass into a case. That's what your ass did. If y'all seen it, you know what I'm talking about. That's all you did. You finessed the FBI into investigating your ass. That's what you did. But this right here with him, this time it's not, I don't think it's going to be like before where, you know, he had these big charges before. They were in the news. Everybody was talking about it, but it was like, where did it go? The trial took so long that people stopped talking about it. It died out, blah, blah, blah. But I don't think that's going to happen this time. Nah. They protesting his concerts. His music streams, everything. Now I don't know what's gonna happen overseas. Get it? But here, they're gonna be hard on him.
You know, they're worse overseas because once they start, they're worse overseas. They're like, oh no, he's pedophile. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes overseas grab hold and, you know, support, but nah, they the worst. They be like, nah, don't send him back over here. Y'all keep him over there because we don't want him over here. Y'all don't want him. We don't want him. But I think what they're going to do is they're going to look into all the cases that R. Kelly had. I think FBI is going to tear piece by piece. They can't try him again for the same crime, but I bet you they go for lesser charges and build from there. Oh, yeah, they're about to get him. Like I said, he's got a bullet on his back. He should have known this. before he continued to feel like he was unstoppable. Whenever you feel like you can't be touched and you can't, you've got away with stuff, you get this self-pride that, okay, if you do, I'm still going to be loved. So it doesn't matter what I do now. I don't care if y'all take me or not. There's still going to be somebody who's going to want my music, want me to do something for them. And no matter what, I'm going to bring self-doubt. I'm going to, you know, bring doubt that I didn't do anything wrong. I'm going to still finesse what I do. And there's still going to be people like Erykah Badu's and Taraji P. Henson that's going to stand behind them. There's still going to be some people. And so everybody has a right to their own opinion. But he needs help because he's just nasty.
Yeah. So.
And he needs help.
Okay. We got more news over there.
That's it. That's it. That's all.
We went to Kanye already?
Oh, that I didn't do Kanye? I forgot about him. My bad, people. As you see, Kanye is not important to me.
I want to see if he's talking about gang. That's what I want to see if he responds.
Okay. No, he wasn't talking about the gang. Kanye takes credit for the revitalization of Jay-Z career and sues Rockefeller Records and EMI. He wants to take recognition for the songs that he did on the record in 2003. He's filing a lawsuit saying, I want to get out. And then he's saying he's getting the credit for making Jay-Z who he is to the Blueprint record, and he wants money for what he did for those two companies.
Mm-hmm.
So that's it.
Well, he ain't crazy on that one. He did. He's making a smart move on that. But yeah, I mean, I think he's due that. I mean, you know what I mean? If he did it, he did it. If anybody knows, yes, he's not. I mean, in my opinion, I stand with Kanye on this one. I stand with him on it because he's right. I think he has contributed a lot to Jay-Z helping him get to where he is, from where he was before he met Kanye and the tracks he's done with Kanye and so on and so forth. Yes. But you got to look at the story behind it. There's a lot of backdoor to a porch with a lot of windows on the stuff going on between Jay and Kanye. They dig? It's like they got a brotherhood, but it ain't always good. You dig?
Mm-hmm.
There's times where Kanye wanted to walk away from Rockefeller altogether because he felt he wanted to do certain things they weren't allowing him to do, like release an album, focus on his rapping and so on and so forth. He was saying basically they just want him to make beats. But he's still a rapper. He's still an artist, so he wanted to release an album. And he said, so on it. Check the background, but yes, there's a lot of stuff going on between them, but I'm surprised he would come out and say he's going to sue Jay and stuff like that, but I can understand him saying he want his recognition on his album because that's where his royalties and how he gets his accolades to step up his by the hour, you know what I mean? Like, that goes from, I'm just speaking hypothetically, like a normal Joe could say, okay, give me $30 an hour. Well, because he say, well, look at the accolades I have. I did this for Jay, this for Jay, this for Jay. Somebody say, well, where does it say that? Well, it says it right here. And that's why you have to pay me $90 an hour. You dig? And the more he adds, the more his fee goes up. So that's what, you know what I mean, why everybody needs their recognition on albums, whether it be in the credits or whatever, whatnot. Because when you try to do other things, you need that proof that you helped on that. Or anybody can go around, oh, I could sit right here today and say I produced Jay-Z's album. Which one? Pick one. It doesn't say your name on it. No, but I still did it. It's not proof. You dig? So I have to stand with Kanye on it. Now, I ain't standing on the whole suing Jay shit, but but I'm just saying, get what's yours, buddy. Get what's yours.
Okay, I agree, but I don't agree with the word revitalization. I agree that you helped, you know, him, you know, maybe elevate to the next level or helped his, you know, mojo. But Jay-Z was established, you know, as a rapper before. I think he, with the help of the collaboration, I think he just became better. But with all things, like you always said, put your name. Even if you just sang a verse or you said hello, if they put hello up in there, you better get your hello money. It may not be a lot, but if you contribute, get your money. Suing, you gotta. It's business. Business is business. Friendship is friendship. So hopefully they can work it out. Kanye's not all the way there. So, I mean, he's a good businessman, but, man, he just makes you think that he's just crazy. So hopefully this isn't something that is one of those made-up stories by Kanye, that is really true, that he does need to collect royalties or does need to sue for real, real. And it's not just in his mind or, you know, he's having one of his moments. We will continue to watch the story.
Right. Yeah, we'll see how that one goes. But, you know, it's one of those, I'll just let it be. Let it be. Hopefully it works out for the best and it won't end friendships and shit. You know what I mean? That type of shit can end a friendship, a very long friendship. So all right, y'all, that's our Who's Bumping Who's Getting Fat for tonight. Do we have anything else we was going to put out there? Because we are at the end of the episode.
I know. I didn't have a question, though. But maybe we could, you know, talk about it tomorrow, Takeover Tuesday. Okay, so first date. You go out on a first date.
Mm-hmm.
Are you to pay for the meal if someone orders something expensive? Are you to pay if someone orders expensive, like your first date?
Mm-hmm.
He asked.
Mm-hmm. First date.
And you guys go to an expensive restaurant. You know what I'm saying? First date. He's trying to show you. As she orders the expensive thing on the restaurant, on the menu, sorry, and he does it. And when the check comes, he says, "This your portion." Is that right? Or is that wrong?
Ooh. So... okay, so we're going to save this for tomorrow?
It's up to you.
We can save it for tomorrow. Who's going to take over the check? That's what we're going to ask tomorrow. Who's going to take over the check?
Take over the check? Yes. All
right. Tomorrow's Takeover Tuesday, the only night of the week where you can call into an online interactive radio and take over the show and talk about what you do and what you want to talk about and all those things for like 3 minutes. Hey, don't get out of hand now. Tuesday night, you can find the show links and all the other show links at monsterusradio.com. You can also find us online on Facebook at themonstarz. That's the Monstars. If you need to write it down, you can always listen to this episode 24/7, 365. That's our Monstrous Monday for tonight. Any last words there, Miss Unbelievable, before we get up out of here?
Minnesotians, stay warm, cover up. It's for real, no joke. Polar vortex is in effect.
Okay. And if you don't know what that means stay your ass in the house if you weigh less than 145 pounds, because you will die. Have a good night, y'all. We out.
Have a good night. Thank y'all for listening. Mwah.